Hey there, this is Rain for Res Life. Jesus himself experienced doubt in the midst of being betrayed by his close friend. You may know some of the story of Jesus' last days before the crucifixion, about how his friends let him down when he needed their help. His right-hand man Peter denied even knowing him 3 times. Then the people he had ministered to for years cried out for his death, demanding that he be crucified. In the middle of this whole story, we find Jesus in the garden late at night. He went there because, like many of you may feel at times, he was overcome with sadness and doubt, and he wanted to pray for guidance and courage. In Luke 22, verse 44, it says, quote, "In great anguish he prayed even more fervently. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground," end quote. This was not easy for Jesus. He didn't float serenely through what was happening to him, his friends and everyone lying about him. No, Jesus was deeply troubled and even doubted his ability to go through with going to the cross for the sins of the world. And right after he prayed, listen to what happened and notice the choice that Jesus makes to respond with grace and love rather than anger or vengeance. Luke 22, verses 47 through 51 says, quote, "Jesus was still speaking when a crowd arrived, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. He came up to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said, 'Judas, is it with a kiss that you would betray the Son of Man?' When the disciples who were with Jesus saw what was going to happen, they asked, 'Shall we use our swords, Lord?' And one of them struck the high priest's sleeve and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, 'Enough of this!' He touched the man's ear and healed him." End quote. Clearly, Jesus understands what it is like when we are being lied to or lied about. Rather than getting bitter and seeking revenge, we should follow Jesus' example and ask him to give you the strength he found.